Good evening. Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Leilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and Leilui Nishmas Gittel Bas Harav Eliezer Monoyach. There are many challenges and difficulties that we face in achieving different levels of bitachon. But one of the interesting challenges seems to come from within ourselves. One would assume that since bitachon is both a means to achieving our desired results, the fulfillment of the desires of our hearts, when we put our complete and total trust in Hashem, or even when we just refuse to give up hope and keep maintaining that hope, the focus of that hope on Hashem, that we hope to Hashem that He will deliver for us. And besides the effect that it has on bringing about the desired results, and the Chofetz Chaim points out in a letter that Kefi Godel HaBitochon Kach Godel HaTzlocha. It's not all or nothing. Either I have it or I don't. To the degree that I have bitochon, it's to that degree that I will have success in what I desire to accomplish or to attain. Besides that, there's the menuchas nefesh. There's the peace of mind. As Rashi says, bitochon means the absence of worry. There's nothing to worry about. Hashem is in control. Hashem takes care of everything. And it gives me such a sense of tranquility in menuchas nefesh. Then realizing that these are the true benefits of bitochon, it seems very strange that one himself or herself might fight having the bitochon as much as I would wish to have that bitochon. That sounds very strange, but it seems that there is such a thing, because it's very interesting that the Chovetz HaLevavos in the Shar HaBitochon, when he lists the seven prerequisites to be able to trust someone, he does not refer in going through the details in trusting Hashem. He talks about trusting a friend, trusting a person, and one would need to know that that person is cares, that person is dedicated, that person is powerful, and that person understands me, and all the seven different criteria. But he does not express these criteria at the beginning as criteria that exist or that are necessary to trust in Hashem, but rather necessary to trust in a person. Then in the next parak, he lists them as the first of five haktomas that are necessary. He calls the seven things sibos. These are causes for bitochon. And then he says there are five haktomas, and one of the five haktomas is all of these seven prerequisites. And it seems very strange that when he's talking about bitochon and Hashem, he has to use the moshul of trusting a person. And only at the end does he explain what that means, and only in the next paragraph does he, next chapters, does he focus it on these qualities that Hashem has. And it seems that it's necessary to go with the moshul. It's necessary to discuss this concept in the abstract before we can apply it directly to our relationship with Hashem. And it would seem that the reason for that is because as much as we crave to have bitochon and to benefit from the results that it brings both in menuchas nefesh and in achievement of our goals and our heart's desires, but we're also afraid of it. It seems that that connection with Hashem that we have through bitochon, as fulfilling and rewarding and satisfying as it is, also poses some type of a fear and some opposition or interference in having that relationship, and that has to be bypassed. And it seems that the Chavos Halavos felt that it's easier to get that message across if we speak in the abstract about relying on a friend, and then on our own we take that and transpose it and learn from it and discover in it that this is really true in our dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our ability to have bitachon. And it seems it's fairly well known that it's not so simple to accept the burden and the sense of responsibility, which even the most powerful and positive virtues can carry or bring with them. And sometimes the only way that we can get our message across is through the moshul, which is less directly threatening, something that I can hear. And then once I hear that, I say, oh, that really applies to me. The famous story goes that the Dubna Magid was one who was seems respected enough and able enough by to give Musa to the Vilna Goyen. Once he came from a long trip, he came to Vilna to see the Goyen. And the Goyen tells him, Zoga Moshul, say a Moshul. He gives a Moshul of a farmer who traveled all over Europe to try to find a goat for milking. And finally he finds this goat and he's all excited. And he travels back days and days and days to get to his home. And when he gets home, he starts to milk the goat and no milk. Wow, he was all upset. Who knows what this is and so forth. Tells his wife, and she says, you know, you had a long trip. Maybe first give her something to drink, then give her something to eat, then let her rest a little bit, and then she'll be able to give you milk. And that was the perfect moshul that the Dubna Magid was telling the Goyim. First, I just came from a long trip. First, give me what to drink and what to eat and to rest up. Then I'll be able to give you the mesholim that you want. And that was the perfect moshul, but it's so much more effective in penetrating than if I say to you, how dare you ask me to give a moshul? I'm so hungry and thirsty. I traveled so far. First, take care of me, and then, you know, it's easier to recognize on our own something. And that really even applies to something as coveted and something as so much desirable as bitachon. And I find today that many people resist bitachon. Many people resist even recognizing the power of bitachon to bring us to achieve the desires of our hearts. And I don't know why, but on a certain level, we're afraid of even the most positive connection with Hashem because we are afraid that it comes with a heavy, hefty price tag. Truth of the matter is, bitachon doesn't necessarily come with a price tag because we know the pasuk says, Rabbi machoivim l'rosha, v'habitech b'Hashem chesed esevenu, Chazal say afilu l'rosha v'tech b'Hashem, even if a person's a rosha, puts his trust in Hashem, Hashem helps him. And we know that in ein Hashem eliyreyov, Lam Yachalim L'chasta, Hashem looks favorable upon two groups of people, the Yirei Hashem, those that fear him, and those that are not necessarily in that level of religiosity, but the Miyachalim L'chasta, they don't give up hoping for his release, his chesed. So anyway, these are some of the challenges that we have in achieving bitachon. But the truth of the matter is that if we do achieve bitachon, then the burdens of what our relationship with Hashem implies to us are so much easier to bear because we trust Hashem that the obligations that he gives us are all for our good, they're all benefiting us. So this inherent resistance to bitachon because of the burden that it places upon us placing upon us any burden at all. And once we know that all of this is super privileged, a super privileged status, and we should be very proud of the fact that we're so privileged, it makes it easier to accept the burden of our obligations, and it certainly makes it easier to recognize that we should, and we want, and we crave, and we need that sense of true trust and reliance on Hashem, which, to the contrary, rather than causing us burden, causes us the greatest sense of menuchas nefesh and tranquility, and the fulfillment of the desires of our hearts.